Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Michelle Bachelet, the United Nations Human Rights Chief, featured in a CNN news story in these last days. Michelle Bachelet said that she would not seek a second term for personal reasons, refuting speculation that it was a decision linked to blowback over her trip to China last month. Bachelet, 70, was criticized by rights groups as well as some Western governments, including the United States, who said the conditions Chinese authorities imposed on a visit did not enable a complete and independent assessment of the rights environment. I welcome Ord Khitri, a senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a professor of law at Arizona State University Law School, to help me understand the United Nations and the twists and turns of the United Nations Human Rights Chief appearing in a joint virtual press presentation with the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party after Ms. Bachelet did not find what has been stated and restated very clearly: genocide in Xinjiang against the Uyghur people. Genocide, that's a word used by the Trump administration and the Biden administration. Professor, a very good evening to you. Disappointment is a word to put here. Were you surprised that Ms. Bachelet allowed herself to be in that joint virtual press presentation with Xi Jinping following her visit? Good evening to you.
Sadly, I wasn't surprised. I was certainly disappointed. It was a mistake on her part. She never should have done it. She probably shouldn't have taken the trip at all to China. This was a situation where she claimed afterwards that she was doing this so she could sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk with the Chinese officials. She could have had that back home in Geneva. For her to go there and basically echo Chinese talking points was, rather than her representing human rights on the world stage, it was her whitewashing Chinese abuses of human rights.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in Washington following this trip, which was the end of May, that Washington remains concerned. The full quote from the Secretary of State: "We are concerned the conditions Beijing authorities imposed on the visit did not enable a complete and independent assessment of the human rights environment in the PRC, including in Xinjiang, where genocide and crimes against humanity are ongoing." The Secretary of State is not ambiguous in his language whatsoever. Ord, does this touch the United Nations? Do they hear this in New York when the Secretary of State of a very cautious geopolitical canvas from the Biden administration uses words like genocide?
Unfortunately, the UN has been, the Chinese government has run a campaign to try and dominate the UN, to try and neuter the campaign. The UN, you know, we talk domestically about the concept of regulatory capture, where an agency that is, for instance, focused on policing traffic safety actually becomes captured by the automobile manufacturers. That is unfortunately what has happened to the UN. The Chinese play a remarkably dominant role in the UN. They've been very sophisticated about it. The U.S. contributes far more money to the UN than the Chinese do, but the Chinese have played the game far more effectively.
The United Nations human rights investigation of Xinjiang does not find genocide and crimes against humanity. Michelle Bachelet will now step down from her role. However, before I learn from Professor Khitri that Michelle Bachelet has vouchsafed not only the whitewashing, that is one term, the falsehoods about Xinjiang and the abuse of the Uyghur peoples, but she's also authored, or at least vouchsafed, a permanent committee on investigating allegations between the Israeli and Palestinians over conflict zones. What does this mean, Ord? It's all new to me.
So the UN Human Rights Council last year, at the peak of the fighting between Israel and Hamas, barely passed a resolution creating a permanent, in perpetuity, commission of inquiry to investigate Israel and the Palestinians. It had a very broad mandate. And Michelle Bachelet really compounded the problem in many ways. She chose three commissioners who were horrendously biased. This despite the fact that she's supposed to choose neutral, impartial commissioners for such an investigation. And she's continued to back them, despite the fact that they are incredibly biased and doing a lot of harm.
And this permanent UN Commission of Inquiry into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the protest was advanced by the United States and many other allies. Does that concern the United Nations, the General Secretary, that some of its most well-established democracies believe that this permanent committee is unwise?
I think it does have to concern the UN bureaucracy. What we have here is a situation where the U.S. and its key allies are rebelling. They are tired of the U.N. expending scarce resources on unjustified Israel bashing, while the U.N. basically ignores these grave Chinese abuses. The Biden administration has done, I think, a relatively good job. They successfully pushed to cut the budget of the Commission of Inquiry, and now 22 member nations, the U.S. plus countries including Canada, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, called for ending the Commission of Inquiry. So people, good people in the West, are pushing back, and I think this is an important step.
The puzzle here: Michelle Bachelet, twice president of Chile, now saying, and in one of the news reports, it's a cliche, but spend more time with their family. Did we have any understanding of Michelle Bachelet's politics before this? She was said to be a socialist in Chile, but none of this is associated with socialism. This is associated with suppressing an honest inquiry, or in one case, being used by a bad actors to abuse an ally of the United States. You have much information about lawfare. Is that what this is, Professor, lawfare?
I think it is a kind of lawfare. It's law being used as a weapon. And the Chinese are using law as a weapon. And Israel's adversaries are using law as a weapon. And in reality, there's kind of an overlap between the two things. If you look, for instance, at the UN Human Rights Council, the UN Human Rights Council, since its creation, has adopted more resolutions condemning Israel, a robust democracy rated free by Freedom House, than every other country in the world combined. In fact, the UN Human Rights Council has never once issued a resolution condemning China. How does this fit together? Well, the many UN Human Rights Council members with far worse human rights records than Israel spotlight Israel because it distracts attention from their own abuses. And China is a member of the UN Human Rights Council, despite its abuses. And it's more than happy. It's a strategy, in fact, for the Chinese and others to focus the spotlight on Israel so the spotlight never gets to Chinese abuses of the Uyghurs and Hong Kong and Tibet, etc.
Michelle Bachelet, an esteemed international diplomat, stepping away from her role, she will not seek a second term at the United Nations as the human rights chief after a disappointing visit to the genocidal fields of the People's Republic of China. Ord Khitri is a senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a professor of law at Arizona State University. This is John Bachelet.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.